Time this morning for Radio Theater, an opportunity to talk about theater on the radio. Jenna Soleo-Shanks joins us this morning. She is the director of the Complete William Shakespeare. I had a sense that this was just going to be a scream to begin with, and then it turns out it's a show that I've actually seen on a video, and it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to get the giggles in the middle of the interview and won't be able to continue. Hey, Jenna, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
So I had seen it produced, it turns out, by its founders, the
right.
Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Yes.
And it's all of the Shakespeare plays.
Yes, it is the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged. And the idea, like you said, it was created by these three actors who called themselves the Reduced Shakespeare Company. They are still in existence, not with their original members, but they keep making new shows, some based on Shakespeare. In fact, I think they've got a new one coming out at the Folger Library this year. And they're actors. So they were performing these sketches in the street, and sort of like those old Commedia dell'arte troupes, they just wanted to make people laugh. But they were lovers of Shakespeare, and they translated Shakespeare into contemporary references. They, you know, they sort of took the piss out of Shakespeare and decided that things like Titus Andronicus could be shown as a cooking show, that Hamlet needed to be deconstructed and Ophelia's layers needed to be explained. And so we do that, and we have a lot of fun. It's very physical, it's very topical, and it has a lot of audience interaction. So we actually get the audience up on stage and play with them, and that's a lot of fun.
It really is that there is a real sense of improv there, because
yes.
when you drag somebody out of the audience, you
do not know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen. You got to have fun, and you got to keep it moving and keep it comfortable for
yes.
everyone.
Yes, and this is three actors. My challenge in directing it here at UMD was that we have very, very talented, dedicated, skillful actors, and I had to take them and say, I want you to pretend that you are amateurs and that you're doing it, you know, just for the love of it. And so they've created these characters, versions of themselves. We never try and be someone we're not, really, but versions of themselves that love Shakespeare and are completely inept at putting this show on stage.
One of the things that you realize if you are either a scholar of Shakespeare or if you're a fan of theater, you realize, or I realized even watching the movie with the mm-hmm. original cast, mm-hmm. that these people know Shakespeare backwards and forwards, because you've got to have that mm-hmm. absolute bedrock,
right.
solid foundation
right.
in the language and the shows
right.
in order to be able to let, it's like Shakespeare is hardwired into their brains, and so they can expend their energy being funny, being goofy, throwing costumes on, throwing mm-hmm. wigs on, throwing mm-hmm. wigs off.
Yep.
That kind
right.
of thing. Now, that would have been a challenge with student actors, perhaps.
Well, it was, but in fact, one of the things that we do in the department that I love is we bring on a person called a dramaturg, which sounds like a really scary name, but really it just means somebody who really gets in intimately deep with the script. And our dramaturg, Lexi Anfang, got really into Shakespeare, and she explained to us what we needed to know so that we got the jokes that the Reduced Shakespeare Company, obviously with their knowledge, they created these jokes, and we made them our own. So now we understand why Titus Andronicus is a cooking show, and why Coriolanus is funny, or Troilus and Cressida is funny in the way that these guys saw it to be funny. And like I said, we put our own layers on top of it too. So people who love Shakespeare will love the inside jokes and the way we sort of take Shakespeare apart. And people who maybe haven't even seen a Shakespeare play performed will understand it because of the cultural references and the topical references that we add in. And just the fun that the actors have literally slip-sliding and cartwheeling around the stage.
Oh, it is absolutely ridiculous. And my sister's got it on DVD, and so every so often we get together and we watch this thing, and there are certain parts where I am just reduced to helpless laughter, you know, tears squirting out, face cramped up, and I just lie there and kick my feet and that sort of thing. Now, here's something that we don't normally think about. Theater actors. Now, of course, movie actors are famous for sculpting their bodies mm-hmm. and undergoing different kinds of regimens to prepare physically for mm-hmm. a role. But here is a situation where you've got three actors that are going to be literally running and tumbling around the stage for 2 hours straight.
Yeah, and they do.
And
they really are working their butts off.
If it were me, you know, well, of course, I'm very old, but I'd be huffing and puffing and wouldn't be able to get a breath. I mean, did you have to say to these people, look, you need to start jogging or something so that you are physically able to do what the show demands of you?
It's true. And our actors, luckily, they're trained in all of their classes to keep their instruments honed. And I think that our actors have done their level best to keep up with the show. But the show does challenge them to their limits. It doesn't help, of course, that we chose to do this in February, where there's all kinds of sickness. We sort of joke in the theater department that the play has been visited by the plague. So our actors are struggling against the same thing I'm struggling with this morning, which is, you know, flu-like symptoms. But they're real troopers. So the show's going to go on. But by the end, yes, they are a pile of, you know, they're just on the floor.
Just lying
exhausted.
There, twitching.
Yeah, and sweating. But that's okay, because that's part of the fun of it.
The thing with Shakespeare, the nice thing about Shakespeare, and I can't exactly remember how the show ends, but the nice thing about Shakespeare is that frequently everybody does end up dead.
Yes.
And so they end up lying down.
Yes. They literally lie in a pile on the floor. But you mentioned before that this show is sort of like taking Shakespeare apart and putting him upside down and backwards, and not to give away the ending, but if you come see this show, you will see these actors take Shakespeare and do him literally faster and faster and faster and backwards by the end. And
so this is a feat of scholarship. This is a feat of physical endurance. Mm-hmm. It's a feat of memory and of learning and of improv. You must have your absolute best of the best cast in this one.
We do, and it really has been an incredible experience to see them. Some of them that really didn't know much about Shakespeare, and some of them who are, because our program is trained, I think, in a very interior style of acting. We absolutely do all of the heightened language and all the physicality too. But I said to them, you know, there are some skills that we're going to use here that maybe you don't use in Chekhov and Ibsen. And that's just the pure theatricality and fun and being able to play with the audience. And I think they've really had fun doing that. And that's stretched them. And I think our audiences love it too, because we all just love to know the danger of theater. You know, so when, like you said, when the audience member comes up on the stage, the actors have no idea what that person's going to bring. And that makes it dangerous and fun for all of us. And we all feel like we're taking part.
It does. But you know, as an audience member, this is working because I feel like I'm having fun and I'm laughing. If it ever gets uncomfortable, if it stops working, if the actors let the person on stage down and it's not fun, then everybody does the cringe wince thing.
So truly dangerous for us. We don't know how it's going
to
go.
So you had to say to the actors, you got to keep this going regardless. This is your job.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we thought about is that we've got three different personalities on stage. We have a scholar. One of the characters wants to do Shakespeare right. We have a goofball. He's kind of like our representative audience member who just wants to have as much fun as possible, whether that is puking on the audience or dressing up in drag and making fun of Ophelia and Juliet. Yeah. And then we have our anchor, an actor named Reese Britz, who I call him the master of ceremonies, who really just wants to make everyone happy. And I think that those three, we're all, you know, that in some way. We all feel like we're experts in something. We all feel like we just want to, you know, take the piss out of something, and we all want to sort of bring people together. And I think that's what this play does.
We've got our ego and our super ego.
That is exactly
right. It's so psychological. Jenna, thank you so much for coming in this morning. The complete William Shakespeare is going to be presented at UMD Theater, and Jenna Soleo-Shanks, the director, our guest this morning.
Thank you so much.
Jenna, thanks for joining us. Radio Theater on KUMD is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.